The Coalition on Homelessness and the Homeless Emergency Service Provider Association collaborated on the report titled Voices of the Unseen, A Real Count of Homeless Families. The report calls on city partners to establish a mechanism for obtaining an accurate count of people experiencing homelessness in San Francisco. Erica Kitch is CEO of Compass Family Services. It's a nonprofit that provides aid to unhoused families. At a launch event for the report, she said many unhoused families may not show up in official counts because they lay low out of fear of child support services could get involved and take children away from homeless parents. Also, said Kitch, undocumented homeless people often fear deportation.
While it makes sense for these families to try to keep invisible, it's up to all of us to make sure that out of sight does not mean out of mind and out of budget. It's all of our responsibility to bring family homelessness out of the shadows and get real about the severity of this terrible problem, get real about the numbers, and make sure the appropriate level of resources are being deployed.
The event featured testimonials from several unhoused people. Sharina Jones is a homeless domestic violence victim. She said that because of property damage resulting from abuse she had endured at her last residence, property owners have deemed her a liability and she has struggled to find adequate housing. She said that this has resulted in her losing custody of her child.
I have a major problem now because now my safety is more at risk than anything. With me not being housed permanently or sufficiently, I have more of a probability of running into that same type of domestic violence situation. And that's not just regarding me, that's against anybody, any man, woman, or child.
Kitch said that Black families account for 35% of San Francisco's homeless family population, despite only accounting for 6% of the city's population. She said that her organization has seen a 100% increase in the number of Latino families appealing to her group for help, many lacking English language proficiency.
We absolutely need to get an accurate count of the current population and do some serious systems modeling of where we'd like to be in 5, 10, 15 years so that we can set and resource achievable system-wide goals. Remember, these are children and babies we're talking about, the vast and overrepresented majority of whom are Black and brown. They're literally being left out in the cold.
Kitch emphasized that underreporting leads to diminished services for the homeless and limits the amount of government and private donation to groups working with the homeless. For KPFA News, I'm Jordan Delfugo.